More than 100 years ago, Florida's Everglades covered the southern tip of the state, starting at Lake Okeechobee. Today, most of the system has been carved away to make room for growth in the Orlando and Miami markets. One of the biggest plugs in the system is the Tamiami Trail, a road that acts as a dam and cuts diagonally across the Everglades from Tampa to Miami. Efforts are now underway to make part of the trail a series of bridges, a project South Florida Water Management Assistant Director Ernie Barnett says would, in his words, pull the plug in the bathtub.
And they strategically lined the bridging up with where the historic flow paths. So the 2.6 miles of bridging and the 1 mile of an existing bridge will allow about 4,000 acre feet of flow per day to come down through that part and remove the damming effect that Tamiami Trail has.
Tamiami, along with South Florida's network of canals, has contributed to starving the Everglades of much-needed fresh water. It's helped divert the natural flow of the South Florida watershed elsewhere to make the region habitable for humans. The Everglades itself acts as a water filtration system. Water comes in, it trickles down into the earth and recharges the state's underground aquifer, which provides drinking water to nearly all Florida residents. But when the water flow is cut, the aquifer can't recharge.
People that are wringing their hands over that should be saying that it's a water management crisis.
Eric Stabenow is an oceanographer at Everglades National Park. For nearly 30 years, promises to restore the Everglades have been made and then broken. To date, only two projects have been completed, but more are on the way. Stabenow says many of the problems the state has seen this year, overflows from Lake Okeechobee, a lack of freshwater storage, and saltwater intrusion in South Florida, can be traced back to the destruction of the Everglades system.
So it used to be that the Everglades system was our storage. Lake O would flow south, Everglades would fill up several feet deeper than they are today. And that water would then percolate down, refilling the aquifer that you were already talking about. And then that water would flow slowly to the south, out to the coast. It would lower the salinity in those coastal systems, so they're... That system doesn't work that way anymore.
Those estuaries would act as a buffer against the salt water in the ocean that's contaminating South Florida drinking water wells. The state is also throwing away fresh water when it steers overflows from Lake Okeechobee out into the ocean, as it did this summer. On the way into Everglades State Park, cities give way to towns, and towns yield to acres and acres of farmland. Late model cars sit along the highway, their owners bent down deep in the fields tending to the crops. Those crops are nurtured by fertilizers. And with no natural buffer between the park and the farmland, when it rains, that fertilized filled water flows, adding to the Everglades' many problems.
First stop on the life, there are a lot of alligators, he said.
Really?
Inside the park, tourists walk the pathways alongside birds, which stand in shallow ponds. There's even an alligator relaxing by the side of the narrow road that leads into the park. At the visitor center, there's a display chronicling the history of the Everglades and the clashes between farmers, developers, environmentalists, and governments, all with differing visions for what the Everglades should be. Florida lawmakers will consider a $220 million proposal for addressing Florida's water issues during the upcoming legislative session. Among the plans are some that would directly impact the Everglades. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.